I happen to have been learning through a sefer called the Beis Elokim, which is a sefer that I like a lot, by the Mabit. The Mabit was Rav Moshe of Trani. He was a Rav in Tzvat during the time of Rav Yosef Karo. And I was learning through the sefer, and I started reading a chapter, and it was all about a pandemic. My last one. It was all about a pandemic. So I thought it was really appropriate to go through it. And I'm going to be reading quickly, but there's a lot of very interesting yesodos here about hashkacha pratis and about how to relate to a pandemic. And it's also just interesting historically. I didn't get the time to do the research of like what exactly, which pandemic this was referring to, what pandemic was hitting Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s, and if it was the bubonic plague and it was the seventh coming of it. I didn't get a chance to figure that out, but it's a very interesting, really first-hand account of what was going on. So take a look. And we also have to realize this was like hundreds of years ago when, and it's just interesting how they looked at a plague, how they looked at a disease. So we'll read it quickly, and it's in his Shar HaTfilah, so it has to do about Tfilah. So it begins with that. HaTfilah al kol tzara shlo tabalo atzivor y mitzvah saseh min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah saseh to daven when there's a tzara, when something's happening. Pasuk says, ki savo milchama b'artzichem al atzar hatzorer eschem v'arei osim b'chatzotzros. You're going to call out to Hashem. You're going to blow the chatzotzros. You're going to call out to Hashem when the enemy is coming. So it says in the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Akiva, very nice, that's by a milchama. What about other things like shidafon, yirakon, personal, a woman's having trouble giving birth, or a sfina is miturefes bayam, it's about to capsize and sink. Talmud Lomar, there's a riboy, al tzar tzar eschem, al kol tzar shalot tavol atzibor. V'dover zemidarkei atshuva. And says the Mabit, uberiboy hatfila, when a person davens, they're niskaran lefnei Hashem v'noshatem. It's the amazing koach of tefillah. We think one could look at tefillah as just a submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I'm suffering. So what do? I just humbly pray to God and say, like, I am at your mercy. So I'm davening because, like, I'm helpless. Says the Mabit, no. Davening is how we confront it. It's not just a pious response to suffering. It's the way that we overcome the suffering. When you daven, davening is not just for you to remind yourself of your dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening changes things. It will save you. And he writes, the Pasuk says, Unizkartem lefnei Hashem Elokechem v'noshatem me'oyvechem. Ki mitzad ha'tfilo you'll be yetzu mitachas mashen nigzar leim ba'avonam yizkeru lefnei Hashem and you'll be noshim. He'll save you. So the response to suffering is a mitzvah saseh. We know that it's a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Is there a mitzvah to daven every day, or is it only a mitzvah-based tzara? But everyone agrees it's a mitzvah-based tzara, and that's what the Mabit here is noting. Now, he says very interestingly, Nira Shiesh, and I, as you see, that I cut out parts of it, so it's a very long chapter. Nira Shiesh eza chiluk be'elu hatzaros k'shen boz ba'yaros sha'umos v'yisrael mu'uravim bohem. He says, it's an interesting extra challenge when something strikes in a city where Jews and non-Jews live together. Right? If we're in a shtetl, it's one thing. But if we're in a city, and there's Jews and non-Jews, because efshir shiachshov, you could start to think that they're not bos on our avonos, but it's because of the goyim. The goyim are sinning, so God is punishing the goyim, and we happen to live here, so we're also getting sort of swept up in the suffering. But it's not really us. And that for this reason, Jews, their hands are weak in these generations. They don't cry out. They're not misane. And if it was a Jewish town, everybody was Jewish, and a plague struck, so we would know it's us, it's because of us that this plague is coming. It's only in this town. But when it's global, when it's everywhere, so everyone starts, oh, it's the Chinese, and it's because they, not their sins, it's their laboratories, or it's because of every... You can go and you can find, I'm sure, different statements by different figures, religious figures, that, oh, it's because of homosexuals, it's because of rampant adultery, it's because of Trump, no, it's because of Biden. There's a million reasons that are given of why this pandemic is striking. And he says it's easy to do that when Jew and non-Jew live together. So it's easy to blame the non-Jews. And he writes, but what does it say here? It says, a tsar who comes against you, ba'artzechem. Why does it say ba'artzechem? Ratzalom of Eretz Yisrael. Biyosim yoshvim alad maschem. And he writes, tsarach sheyeshuv b'tshuva shlema kadesh t'stalach me'aleim. The only way to get it away is to do tshuva. V'zehu davar nisi l'uma Yisraelis. And this is obviously a miraculous thing for the Jews. And it shows, it's mefarsem ba'olam tashkacha v'ashem, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, k'shehem chotim, mevi alam ra. Imagine every time you sinned, it's lightning bolt struck. So the nation is sinning, and we get hit with a pandemic. U'k'shehem shavim b'tshuva. And then sure enough, also when we do tshuva, all of a sudden, it goes away, right? Everyone's talking about, now, not that anybody knows, but everyone's talking about, oh, this has to be because of Lashon Hara, this whole COVID thing. Because, you know, everyone's covering their faces with masks, and so, you know, covering their mouths, and it's, you know, what do we have to do when we get exposed? We have to go into bidud for 14 days. That's exactly, you know, it's 7 days for the Metzora, and then he goes in for another 7 days. He has to be sent out of the city. It works perfectly. Oh, that's what it's got to be. Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know why God does things. It's certainly interesting, that connection. But he says, but imagine everyone was rampantly speaking Lashon Hara. WhatsApp comes out, and everyone starts increasing their Lashon Hara because of WhatsApp. And then Hashem hits us with a pandemic, and everyone says, okay, we have to stop all this Lashon Hara. And everybody stops, and then boom, the pandemic goes away. So then everyone says, wow, what hashkacha. That's an inyan miyuchad b'uma, b'zman ha'yosam al admosam, shem nikarim shem zera kadosh. That's something unique when we're on our land. In the Mefarshim, right, that saras is a big bracha because it shows how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you speak Lashon Hara, you all of a sudden get saras. It's an amazing thing. Obviously, we don't want saras. But if Hashem was always responding tit for tat like that, the minute you do something, he responds right away. So then that's like, that hashkacha shows the kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not hidden. It's right there in your face. And of course, you're gonna become a better person if every time you say something, you get hit with a lightning bolt. Aval bezman, when we're in Galus, now we lived in Sfat, but it was still Galus. He might not have been living in Chutz Laaretz, but bezman yosam begalus, gam ki chol advarim abayim aleinu, even though we know with the yediyah vadois that it's from Hashem, im kol zeh, he's master panim. There's still hester panim. Ubayim aleinu atzaros, they come bavonoseinu, baofen shachotim yesh lem makom lesapek, velomar ulai mikra. But when we get a pandemic nowadays in Galus, so it's not obvious why we have it. And we can't point this anything specific. We might even say, oh, it's just, you know, these things happen. I mean, look, in 1912 or 1918, whatever, there was a Spanish flu. You know, these things happen every 100 years. So look back in history. So it's just natural that this happened. V'chein be'inyin hatshua. And so too in terms of being saved from those tsaros. When the pasuk says, v'histarti panai mehem, v'hayol le'achol, Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from you and you're going to be devoured. Umetzau tsaros rabos viros v'amar halo al ki ein alokai bekirbi mitzauni aros hakel. You're going to say, you know, it's why did all of these things happen? Because Hashem's not in my midst. Kolomar, if Hashem would be in my midst, so then all of these rows wouldn't come to me. But since He's not here, so then it's just mikra. We don't see Hashem's presence. If we were in Eretz Yisrael and there was geula, then, of course, if something happens, it's from Hashem. But we fool ourselves to thinking that, oh, you know why this pandemic happened? It's natural, and it spreads, and you know why people get sick? Because they come too close to someone, and he coughs on them. Now, no one's saying you don't have to do ishtadlos. Of course you have to do ishtadlos. But people get sick because of the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know stories of people who were uber-exposed and never got sick. And we know other people who got very, very sick, and we're barely exposed. They don't even know how they were exposed. And we know some people get sick and they get very sick. And other people, I know one or two very, very old people in not good health who got sick and they were fine. A day later, 2 days later, they were fine. We all know people like that. And we all know people who are very healthy and all of a sudden it happens. So we even are able to see the hashkacha a little bit more. But it's so easy to say, no, it's because he has O blood. Obviously, that's why he got it and this one didn't. Or it's because of this underlying, but he doesn't have an underlying condition. Oh, well, he must have had one. He doesn't know he had one. And that's always the explanation. So it's so easy to just turn it into teva. Shelo nafnu alibam leida ki mi'itoyis barach ba'olam atzar azos. They don't accept. They don't see that it's coming from Hashem. Ela tolu oso b'mikro b'marachos hashamayim o b'sibos acheros. They ascribe it to other things. V'lochein roi l'odom li'oso nosan alibo b'zman ha'golos. And therefore, he says, I'm telling you, when you're in the golos and things like this happened, you must remind yourself, kol ma she'era lo b'zeh ha'olam, everything. This is a quote from the Gemara in Chulin. Minikifas etzpa ad misa, whether it's stubbing your toe, certainly if it's death, hakol me ito yisbarachu. And you know what? He's mashkiach on us more when we're in galus. Mimasha yotzarach lashkiach lenem bizmani yosah admasainu. Amazing statement. We need more hashkacha when chutzlarts. There's more dangers out there. When we're in Eretz Yisrael on our own land, so he doesn't need us, give us as much hashkacha because we're in Eretz Yisrael. We're protected. We're in our homeland. When we're on an away game, we need a lot more protection. Elishu misnai gimenu behester panim. But just be aware. Know that he's watching. Know that he's involved. But it's behester panim. Bechato seinu beofen sheish lemardim, and he leaves room for rebellers and sinners. He leaves room for suffolk. Ti mahar her shema lo by inyan meito yisparach. Maybe it didn't come from Hashem. Ukemo, and he writes, look at this. Now it starts getting personal. And just like ukemo shanu roim b'inyan hadever chas v'shalom hahave beinenu bizmanim elu. Just like we see with people nowadays in Tzfat, in the 1550s, 1560s. She chaluka b'kame dvar mimashayis bizmani osam Yisrael tachas memshalto yisparach. And obviously, he says, the way that we're getting hit with the plague in Tzfat in the 1500s is very different than the biblical plagues. How? He says, for instance, we see with the Magefa of Abal Peor, or the Dever that was Bimei David. Then it was Nicker that it was Hashkacha from Hashem for their sins. And Kishayu shove him when they would do tshuva, he would take it away. V'inyan Yosef Magefa Shvosam Ayam Derech Pela V'Nes Meforsam. I'll bring you a raya. You know what happened back then when there was a plague? In one day, a plague struck. Boom. People who were totally innocent, healthy, in one day, 10,000 died, 20,000 died. It was miraculous. They didn't get sick and then get worse. Like, for instance, he says it's kasav by Baal Peor. Vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael. Umiyad, what does it say? Kach is called Rosh Ha'am. Nira biyom shechar apa, on that same day, it says in the Psukim that Hashem got angry. That same day already, Netzra HaMagefa al Pinchas. So the plague came in one day. By the end of the day, Pinchas had already stopped it, and yet 24,000 people had died already. And same thing with the Milchama, with the Machlokas, with Korach. How it says, as opposed to the Magefos nowadays, which a person is nofel lemishkav, he gets sick, he's in bed, he starts to get symptoms. They start to appear much more natural. Back then it was pitomit. It was immediate. He writes that back then it used to hit the specific sinners. Just they got hit. Everyone else around them was totally fine. So nowadays it's children, it's adults, it's people who are good people, bad people. What's going on? He says, I have to tell you the reason. Roy la taste tam la eat la taste tam la ilua have dalem. And he says, ki mina yadua, ki shizman jais a shechina shor al Yisrael, when the shechina was with us, through the Mishkan, the Mikdash, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, so the hashkach is gluya. And the hashkach of Hashem was to punish them for their sins immediately when they sinned. It was yadua, it was nicker that was from Hashem, and that's why it came immediately. And that's why it hit the specific people. The Lachain, he would bring it to them right away when they sinned. Amnam nowadays, Bizman Shin Nistalka Shina Mealayam Ba'avonos, Nistalik Amkin Gilui Hashkachaso, his Hashkach is not revealed anymore, it's hidden. And that explains all these differences. Skip to the second to last line. Kamoa Dever Ha'ove Bizmanim Elu, it comes a little bit. And some people who are Mukim Bamagefa, Misrapim, some people get better. They know Bamiyad. It doesn't all happen at once. One person gets sick, another person gets sick a few days later. El Shehu Yisparach Makif Lem Kechenvani. It's like he's doing a cheshbon, like a chenvani. Bismanim Mukhlafim, and we see that the illness spreads. V'ha'ish ha'maskil yodeh u'mevin. But a person who knows what's going on, an intelligent person, a learned person, he knows that everything that happens to us, bein klal, bein prat, hakol me'ashem pashkachaso. Everything's hashkacha. And this gets very interesting now. Since I've seen that regarding this current plague, nispashet b'fi kol hamon gam chachamim, specifically chachmei ateva, specifically the scientists, I've noticed that it's nispashet in their piv, that there's a lot of people talking, and it's very common to say that this magefa is because of hefsid ha'avir, b'makom ahum yisibos yeduos, something in the air for a bunch of different reasons, meaning it's contagious. There's things in the air here, and that you're going to get sick if you stay in the air. It's an airborne illness. And then that air comes into your breath when you breathe, and it makes you sick. So, folks, this is very interesting because in the scientific community, the knowledge of contagious elements of sickness is a very, very recent development. The recognition that it comes from one person to another, and that it can be caught that way. There were all these different theories. They used to think that it comes out of the ground. Scientists used to think all these different theories. So this is a very, very early source. We have to double check. I think it's even earlier. I once found a source in Sefer Hasidim, which is for sure before when the general scientific community realized the contagious nature of these diseases. But it's interesting what he says here. He says it's something in the air that you breathe in and it makes you sick. You know, now what does that mean? If you were reading this in the 1500s, there was no such concept of like microscopic viruses. So what does that mean? What's in the air? What's the difference between this air and something else? So they had some type of understanding. And he says, and people are talking this way, and that, with these explanations, which are very good explanations, which were probably true, it's mekarben adavar l'teva. It makes it seem like it's all teva. Meaning the more we understand about disease, the harder it is to see the hashgacha. The more it becomes, the more we know, the more it becomes a challenge to see Hashem's hand. And you know what people see? People see that when they run away, they get saved. Meaning nowadays, the pandemic's all over the world because we created the problem. How do we create the problem? With airplanes and travel, right? In 1918, or certainly in 1500s, if there was a plague in Tzfat, you were fine if you lived in Yerushalayim, unless someone traveled from Tzfat to Yerushalayim and brought it with them. But certainly if you lived in China, you were totally fine. How many people were going from Tzfat to China? By the time he got there, he probably died from the plague. So it didn't spread. Now, because of planes, you get it all over the world in a second. We're our own worst nightmare. Because if you get a crazy disease now someplace, it'll get all over the world. Before they realize it spread, someone's already traveled to every country in the world. And they realize that people who stay in the air and they don't run away, they're the ones who get sick. And therefore, I want to tell you what I think regarding this issue. Meaning, how do we escape, if it's really hashkacha, how do we escape the fact that people who run away are fine and people who stay get sick? That doesn't sound like hashkacha then. That sounds like it's nature. He says, first of all, I want to tell you, it's for sure true that everything that happens to us is from Hashem. No question. Ubiyuchod inyan hamavis. For sure, death. It's all nigzer biyom Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Adin. It's nichta v'nechta ma'ish t'chaim ulamavis. And if he's going to die, lo yoil nusu baruchu biyom evraso. Running away is not going to save you if you have a gzeira that you're going to die. However, misha lo nigzer alav misa, but you should realize that if you don't have a gzeira for misa, but you stay here in the dangerous place, it's efshir that you'll get killed. Why? When a nation gets a decree that there's going to be Dever there, and people die, I think it's like this. For sure, the people who run away, all the people who die, even if they would run away, they would also die. You think, oh, we stayed here and that's why we died? It's not true. If you'd run away, you'd also die. If you have a gezeirah, you're going to die. You can't escape that. Elishiyesh hefresh b'neim, but you have to distinguish, though. Because ktsatzam are mechuyevim bedinam lemisa hechlatit. Some of them, I very rarely see in a sefer this type of like breakdown of trying to really get into the kishkas of hashgacha. That's why it's so fascinating to me. He says there are some people that get a gezeira on Rosh Hashanah that's an absolute gezeira. They will definitely die. And those people, doesn't matter where they are, they're going to die. But we have to be mechalik between them, and therefore, bein yamdu b'makamahu o lo yamdu, whether they run away or they stay here, something's going to happen. But ktsasam, there's another group who are michuyavim bedinam, they have a gezeira of misa only if they stay here in a dangerous place. Meaning they don't have enough sechuyos to save them if they're going to stay here, which is a dangerous place. Which we know from science, it's a dangerous place. Because people are dying. That means it's in the air. That means if you breathe in the air, you're going to get sick. So the people who got a gezeira vadai, they're going to die. They're going to die no matter if they run away or not. But there are people that got a gezeira that's not hechlatit. And therefore, the gezeira is that if they stay here, they don't have enough sechuyos to be saved. And im yivruchu kol echad mehem, arukei mistaya. If they run away, so their running away will save them. Uba oso atzar. And you know what? What's going to save them, though? Just because they ran away? No. All of the tsar that they experienced through running away, leaving their home, you know, running away, like, to another country is not like nowadays. Like, okay, so I'll sell my house, I'll buy a new house there, buy a car there, and I'll just settle in over there. They have restaurants there, they have movie theaters there, like, the same thing. They speak French instead of English. What's the big deal? But back then, to leave your house meant that you're, like, on the road, you have no place to go, you have no, you can't just, like, you know, sell your house and take all your money and go wherever you want. It was a whole different story back then to travel. And to be in Golus, that will save them. Hashem has a gezeira, there's going to be a certain amount of suffering. And if you stay here, you're going to die. But if you run, so the suffering of their travel plus your zchuyos, those can save you. And Hashem even knows what you're going to end up deciding. Because Hashem's not bound by time. He knows, are you going to decide to run or not? And if he sees that you're deciding to stay here, so you're going to die. And when you choose to run, so he gives you a chasima on Rosh Hashanah l'chayim. So the chasima on Rosh Hashanah is based on his knowledge of what you're going to decide when the plague hits in the future. And if, this is also fascinating, listen to this. You know, you got to start thinking about the Holocaust when you read lines like this. And if the person's really a tzaddik and he's really yasher b'drachav, so Hashem is no sein belibo, umadrich oso, umorelo makom lanoshama. He inspires him to escape. How come some people decided to run and some people decided to stay? So he says that there are certain people that Hashem puts it into their hearts, inspires them to run, and even inspires them where to run. You can run one place, you're going to get caught. You're going to run someplace else, you won't get caught. There are other ones who are not mechuyav misa. Uz ba'oneshahu elashe mistaknim atzman lamod b'makom sakana. But you stay there. All the doctors are telling you, you got to run. You got to take the vaccine. You got to do whatever the doctors are telling us. And you don't listen. So now you have whatever your zchuyos are, plus the fact that you didn't listen, which is itself a chait, plus the fact that you're in a makom mesukan. And now, even if there wasn't going to be a gezeira that you should die, because straight up you don't deserve to die. You have enough zchuyos. You don't deserve to die right now. But if we take into the fact, if we take into account the fact that you didn't run, and you didn't listen to the doctors, and you didn't follow the shtadlus, so now, and therefore, nidbak b'hem acholi, you're going to get infected by the sickness of that city. And if tivon mucham nistakim b'chol yahu, you're going to get sick. And again, Hashem knows the decision. V'inyin ha-dever b'chlal, I'm skipping to the next paragraph, hu ashkacha me'oso yisbarach shubore chadasha ba'aretz. And we should realize that the whole idea of dever, bringing dever, is ashkacha. Now he's going back after he tries to get through his little cheshbon here. So he goes back to his main point. We have to realize that when we're suffering, it's coming from Hashem. It's something that he created. And it's standing there to catch you in its reshet. Those who have a gezeira that they're going to die. Umiyaser b'yusurin, and other people, they never have a gezeira they're going to die. They have a gezeira that they're going to suffer. Umiyasran b'yusurin k'tzas ha'nashim, shalom nigzar aleihem misa, but rather instead that they should be moke b'chole. Tu yisbarach mekari v'inyin l'teva, and Hashem purposely makes it work within teva. Ki osim haborim v'inam nitzolim, merapes libam shalom l'ishtamer b'derech ha'teva. You know what? When the sickness is teva, that also means that the Hishtadlus is Teva. And that's also a Nisayon. Are you going to follow the Hishtadlus or are you not? Are you going to be careful? You're going to wear a mask? You're going to avoid congregating in groups? You're going to take the vaccine? Meaning Hashem gives us our ways to save ourselves. And He purposely makes it Teva because He wants us to do that Hishtadlus. And Mish Enu Nigzor Olav L'Misa Elachayim, Hu Yisparach Mar Lo Aderech, as we said, in order to escape. Let's skip to the last paragraph here. V'roi Lira V'chared Dvar Hashem L'chabos Gachelos HaMageifa B'tztaka HaMatzila Mimavis. And he says, I want to encourage everyone, let's take the steps to get rid of this Mageifa. Let's extinguish the flame. Let's do Tztaka, because Tztaka is Matzil Mimavis. Let's do Tshuva. Let's do Maisim Tovim. I think that with today's current COVID pandemic, it's been such a long time. I feel like when it first started, people were like saying a lot of Tehillim and people were doing a lot of Tshuva things. And then like it was so long. It's like been 10 months, 11 months, 12 months. At this point, everyone's like, all right, just get your vaccine and like keep your mask on and like let's just get over with this already. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem, if it's still here, it means that there's still more davening to do. It means there's still more Maisim Tovim to do. V'yachshov ba'atzmo kish'over kfar chemas ha-mageifa sh'ulai hu hayam e'oso sh'nigzar alei ha-misa. Now, this is a really intense thing. Even when it passes, Mirtz Hashem will all be behind us soon. He says, you should have, and you escaped. Let's say you got that vaccine. Or let's say you ran to another Medina back then. He says, you should still be thinking to yourself, you know what, maybe I was one of those people who didn't get the gzeira hechlatit, but maybe I was one of those people that got that gzeira that was like up in the air. It was going to be dependent on how I acted right now. And you know what, I did my hishtadlus, and I did tshuva, and Hashem saved me at the 11th hour. He says, that's how you should be thinking. And if you would have been in boreach mea medina, and you would have given your, you just said like, you know, let me just see what happens. Who knows? Maybe there would have been Misa. And when the Mageifa is still going, that's after the Mageifa. When the Mageifa is still going on, you should be thinking to yourself, maybe I'm one of these people who have this Gezeira on me. Even if I run away, I have this Gezeira. And therefore, you need to be Marbe B'Tfila, U'B'Tztako, B'Tachanunim. You know what? Maybe you take the vaccine and you'll still get sick and Chas V'Shalom die. And you have to say to yourself, maybe I'm one of those people that has the Gezeira Hechlatit. And therefore, no matter what Hishtadlus I do, I'm stuck. And that should inspire you to daven, to give tzedaka. Right? We don't generally like to be like sadistic. We don't generally like to be down. Right? Be besimcha, be optimistic. It's very nice to be optimistic. But in the middle of a pandemic, we have to alter a little bit our regular attitude. Our regular attitude is to be optimistic. You're not supposed to go around all day thinking like, oh my gosh, I can get an aneurysm any minute. Oh my gosh, I can get a heart attack any minute, Chas V'Shalom. Oh, this could happen, that could happen. Bad diagnosis. Any second, anything can happen to me. That's not a healthy way to go through life. But when a pandemic's happening, he says, we're in the middle of an Eis Tzara. We should be thinking, what can I do to make myself better? Maybe there is a gzera against me. I need to be davening. I need to give tzedaka. The Omrim B'chol Yom Pitam HaKetores Boker V'Tzarayim, he says. He says you should say Pitam HaKetores every morning and afternoon, which is Mesugol Inyan HaDever, as we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Marom, all of the Malachim gave him this as a secret way to help stop the Vayitein HaKetores V'Yechaper Al Ha'am. You see that in Tanakh a lot, when there's a Magefa, so they bring Ketores. And there's a Remez here, and we're not going to get into it right now. And this is the advice of the Mabit. So, I know it's hard to sit and just have somebody read something to you for 35 minutes. I understand that that's challenging. But I thought that this Mabit is super fascinating, not only in terms of like seeing them struggling with the same thing we're struggling with right now. And yes to run, not to run, take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine, be machben on masks, don't be machben on masks. And also, how do we address all the fact that some people are suffering, some people aren't. How much of this is nature? How much of this is hashkacha? So the Mabit is a clear voice about our absolute need to do the hishtadlus that's necessary, our need to be a little bit more worried, more than we normally, and maybe more than it's normally healthy, to be a little bit more worried, and not to start to say, oh, it's been around for so long, not to look at it just purely as teva, and to always realize that everything that happens is hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.